Well, maybe that's Emil calling me up. I'm afraid to answer that. Maybe the taxi cab has broke down and he wants me to come out and fix it up or something. Hello. This here is the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company of America, Incorporated. Andrew Brown, President. No, Amos ain't here. No, I don't know when he'll be back. What's that? Oh, he's out on the street with the taxi cab. I sent him out. Oh, Ruby. Ruby Taylor. Oh, yeah. You want me to tell him that you called up? All right, I'll tell him. What's that? Yes, I've been talking to him. Well, I give him his instruction for the day. Well, I don't know, Ruby. I don't know if he's mad with you or not. What's that? You think he's mad, huh? Yeah, I talked to him last night a little bit. Well, you see, Amos is a funny boy, Ruby. You don't know him like I do, no. Well, I think he'd like you all right. I don't know if he'd love you. I guess he'd do. Well, it ain't no use to worry about it. Oh, sure. Well, I tell you, Ruby, there ain't but one way to handle Amos. What's that? Well, you think he's mad, huh? Well, I can tell you how to get him out of that. Well, if you do what I tell you to do. Well, now, you see, I know Amos. Hello. Did you hear what I say? I say I know Amos. Yeah, well, I tell you, he's just jealous right now, you see. I can tell you how to get him out of this if you want me to. Well, if you do what I tell you to do, Ruby, you can make him get some sense in his head. What's that? He ain't called you up all day, huh? Well, I tell you what to do. I'll get him to call you up and ask you for a date tonight. And when he calls you, tell him that you got a date. That'll wake him up. I know, you don't have to make no date, but just tell him that you got one, and the first thing you know, he'll be running over there wanting to know what's the matter. Yeah, well, I'll get him to call you up. You tell him that you got a date. I know you ain't gonna make none, but tell him that you got one. You get the idea. All right. Yeah, as soon as he come in, I'll get him to call you up, and if you tell him that you tell him what I told you, tell him that you got a date, you find that everything is gonna be all right. All right, Ruby, we'll try that. I ain't gonna tell him that you called up or nothing. Oh, sure. I'll fix up everything for you. All right, Ruby. Don't forget now and tell him that you got a date. What's that? Hold the phone a minute. Here comes the Kingfish. Just a minute.
Well, go right ahead, Brother Andy. Don't stop talking just for his eyes here.
Just a minute, Kingfish. Just a minute.
That's all right, Brother Andy. I'll sit right down here. Go ahead and talk.
Hello. Well, don't forget to tell him now that you got a date and everything gonna come out all right. I'll fix it up. Well, I don't know. He ought to be in any minute now. All right. Don't forget to tell him that. All right. Goodbye.
Well, Brother Andy, I see you busy on the telephone.
Here I is, trying to take care of business, and all these lovers call up here. That was Ruby Taylor.
Well, how's she getting along today?
Oh, Ruby don't love Amos. You know, me and you is older than Amos is. We got to help him get out of this mess.
Well, let me sit down here. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Go ahead, Brother Andrew.
Kingfish, I've been through all this thing, just what Amos is going through with now. And, you know, I can tell when a gal is fooling me. And that's just what Ruby Taylor's doing to Amos.
But Amos is gazed to marry, though, ain't he?
Oh, sure. But he don't know what he's doing.
What do you mean, he don't know what to do? And I thought that was all settled, Brother Andy.
Listen, Kingfish. When Amos come in here, I'm going to prove to him that Ruby don't love him.
Well, Brother Andy, you know we've all got to stick together, because we're all brothers in that great fraternity, the Mystic Knights of the Sea.
I'm going to show Amos just how much sense he has got.
Did you hear any more from Amos since he had that fuss with him?
No, he kind of worried about it. Just because Earl Dixon was over there, he's all up in the air.
By the way, I met Brother Dixon on the street today.
Yeah, well, what'd he have to say?
I asked him how the stock was coming along in the Easy Riding Taxi Cab Company. You know, I bought $100 worth of that from him.
Well, how is it doing?
Well, he claimed that it's increasing all the time.
Well?
He was talking about floating another issue.
I beg to apologize for that last remark. What are you going to do?
I say he told me that he was going to float another issue. He done sold out that first one he had, and he said going so fast with it that he got to float another one.
Just so it don't sink.
Well, he tells me that I's going to make thousands of dollars out of this house if I hold it long enough.
Well, don't hold it too long. And another thing, where is it going to float this? Out in the lake?
Oh, no. He said the value of everything is increasing so fast that he got to float some more somewhere.
Well, if any of it come floating around my way, I'll grab some of it. But I ain't going to pay nothing for it. I don't like him in the first place. Trying to get Amos to come over there and work for him.
You know, when I talked to him today, he was telling me that he was over at Ruby Taylor's last night.
Well, what did he tell you? Did he tell you what happened?
Well, he just said that he happened to walk by there and he saw Ruby Taylor on the front porch and he went up and sit down and all of a sudden Amos happened to come by.
Yeah, that's what Amos is jealous about. He thought that Earl Dixon had a date with Ruby, you see. When he got there, he saw Dixon there. That's what made him mad.
Well, Dixon didn't have no date with her, though. I found that.
Yeah, Amos thought she did, though. That's what Amos and Ruby had the fuss about. Amos got hot-headed.
You know, I know Ruby Taylor since she was a little girl, Andy. She's one of the nicest gals that I ever saw. I can't help but think that she's crazy about Amos. Of all the boys that's been trying to get Ruby to fall in love with him, Amos is the only one that ever got the first date.
I don't know if she's crazy about Amos or not.
What do you mean, Andy?
Kingfish Eyes done studied gal. I knows him. Wait a minute. Here come Amos. Let me handle the situation.
Well, hello there, Brother Amos.
Well, how is business, Amos?
Oh, business ain't no good. Business is rotten.
You must be lovesick or something, ain't you?
Don't worry, Brother Amos. Don't worry. Oh, I don't worry. I can't help but worry, though. I got to talk to Ruby. That's what I got to do. I've been worried all day.
Now, listen, Amos. You is right. Why don't you call the gal up? Ask her for a date tonight. If she give you the date, you is all right. And if you don't get the date, then you know that somebody else has done cut you out.
Amos, I believe you can get a date with Ruby Taylor. Go ahead, call up, Brother Amos. Ain't no use to worry about this.
No.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I've been worried all day long. Let me get this here phone and dial this number.
Get the number right now. She'll give you a date, all right. And if she do, you is all set. And if she don't, then you know that she loves somebody else. Now go ahead. See if you don't know.
Hello. Hello, this here Ruby. This here is Amos. How are you today? Oh, I don't feel so good. Listen, Ruby, can I come over there tonight? What's that? You got a date. What's that?
Oh, there you is.
Well, that's funny, ain't it? Is you got a date soon enough, honey? Can I come over there?
Somebody done beat your time.
Listen, Ruby, is you fooling me? The way I feel, see like a fool.
Well, Amos, tell you.
Nobody can tell me.
I thought it went up and asked her for a date. I thought she'd give you one if she loved you.
Yeah, but you heard me call her. She told me that you had a date.
Well, Amos, gals is funny, you know.
Well, what must I do, Andy?
Ain't nothing you can do. You done asked her for the date, and she told you she had one. Forget about her.
Andy, it just seems like everything go wrong with me. I ain't never had nobody that I love as much as I do Ruby. Then when I think that everything going wrong all right, I find out she got a date with somebody else.
You's just jealous because Earl Dixon's been over there. That's all the trouble with you is.
Well, I can't help but be jealous, Andy.
He ain't sent you back the engagement ring again, is he?
No, but whenever I see the mailman come round, I'm scared to look at it.
Let me turn this thing over in my mind and see if I can't figure out the situation.
Well, Andy, it ain't nothing you can do.
Tell you what you do, Eric. Wait here till I go down to the cigar store and get a cigar. I can talk better when I'm smoking. I'll be back here in about 3 or 4 minutes.
All right, you go ahead. I'll wait here. Don't be gone long, though, Andy.
I'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. You just sit here, and I'll see you when I get back.
All right. Mm-mm. I ain't never felt like this before. I don't know what to do. I believe I'll call on the telephone. Yeah, that's just what I'm going to do. I'm going to dial that number. I'm crazy about that girl. I don't know what to tell her though when I get her. Yeah, here come Earl Dixon now. I better hang up this telephone till he get away. That's the thing I'm going to do right now.
Well, hello, Amos. How was tricks, kid?
Oh, everything about the same.
How's business with the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company?
Well, business is all right.
Say, buddy, I want to have a little talk with you, and I don't want to be over here talking to you when Andy comes in. So, come on, go across the street. Come on over to my place, and we'll have a little talk.
Oh, I can't go over there. I ain't got no time to go over there.
What's the matter with you today, Amos? Are you mad about something?
No, I ain't mad. I just don't feel good, that's all. I kind of got the headache or something.
Well, let me tell you, I was hanging around the drugstore today. Somebody said you didn't like the idea of me being over at Ruby Taylor's house the other night.
But what do you mean?
You remember the other night when you had that date with Ruby? And before you got there, I happened to be passing her house. I saw her sitting on the front porch, so I went up.
Mm-hmm.
And after I got there, you come by. You remember the night?
I remember the night, all right.
Well, they tell me that you didn't like it.
Well, to tell you the truth, I wasn't crazy about it.
Well, listen, buddy. Me and you have been pretty good friends, but I just want to tip you off. I go where I want to, when I want to, and it ain't nobody's business.
I hear you.
I just want to tip you off that if I want to go over to see Ruby, I'll go over there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tip you off, too, while you're doing all this here tipping stuff down here. Let me tip you off.
What do you mean?
That's what I'm going to explain to you. When I have a date over there, I don't want you messing around over there. You hear what I say?
You ain't trying to tell me what I'm supposed to do, are you?
I don't care what you do, but I'm just telling you what not to do. That's the main thing that I'm explaining to you right now. I'm just telling you what not to do. Now just listen to that, will you?
Yeah, well, say, listen. Let me tell you something now.
Well, wait a minute. Go ahead now. Just calm down. I ain't running nowhere. Don't go so fast. Now, just wait a minute.